This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While congressional Republicans and the White House are working on cutting taxes on American companies, regulators in Europe are going the other way. Today, the European Commission ordered Amazon to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in Luxembourgian back taxes, and one of the European Union's top trade regulators wants Apple to pay billions in back taxes the EU says it owes. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The European Commission claims that Amazon struck a secret sweetheart deal with the tiny European state of Luxembourg. Competition Commissioner Margarita Vestager said that deal was illegal and cost European governments a bundle.
The ruling enabled Amazon to avoid taxation on three quarters of the profits it made from all Amazon sales within the European Union.
She ordered Amazon to repay more than $290 million. Amazon rejected her findings and said it's considering an appeal. But John Christensen of the Tax Justice Network, speaking from Luxembourg, where he's attending an anti-tax avoidance seminar, welcomed the Commission's move.
It's sending out a very strong signal to Luxembourg that these secret deals with big multinational companies are illegal state aid.
It also brings fresh embarrassment to Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. He was Prime Minister of Luxembourg when the controversial deal was struck with Amazon. British lawmaker Meg Hillier.
Well, I think it underlines how many complex tax arrangements some of these multinationals get into. But it's great news that the EU has shown that even these big multinationals are not untouchable.
In a separate announcement, the Commission said it's taking the Irish government to court over its failure to collect more than $15 billion in unpaid taxes from Apple. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.